Most of the organizations that I've worked with and I've studied, when change happens, the biggest issue that I've seen is that too many companies, they try to take old ways of doing things into their new growth and their new setup. And they still want to keep that, but this is working if it ain't broke.
Hey there, friend. This is Stephanie Crevins, and you're listening to the Hot Mess Hotline, where we teach leaders at all levels how to think with strategy, with innovation, with a bias towards action, like our entrepreneurs do, who drive our company to big and bad and bold goals inside of our companies. You can be a leader who does that too, and we show you how to do that. Here at Stephanie Crevins & Company, we work with scaling companies when they have the growing pains on their way to success. They have an amazing track record. They're growing, they're amplifying, they're doing more, they're serving more. They're investing in people and products and programs to expand the great work that they do. And sometimes that includes disinvestment of teams and people and programs as well. That is certainly, that refinement is certainly part of growth inside of our organizations. And we come alongside these companies when they need help getting their people on board, engaged in the work, or changing their behaviors so that the team and the organization can get new results. And oftentimes in the process of doing that, people say, what is coaching? How do I buy coaching? I have two proposals, you know, one from this other company, this other coaching company, one from this solo practicing coach, one from you all. How do I compare apples to apples? And frankly, you probably can't if you're comparing proposals at that point, because every coach, every coaching firm does things a bit differently and in their own way. We have a solid methodology that I'm very confident about and has delivered a lot of success. But behind that success really is a team of faculty who are amazing coaches. And so I want to use today's episode to introduce you to one of our faculty members so you can get a better handle on what is coaching. Why would I consider Stephanie Crevins & Company? Why would I consider this faculty member as my coach? I want to dig into that information for you. So today we're going to talk to Tedra White. It's actually Dr. Tedra White. She's real smart. And we're going to have a great conversation so you can get to know her. She helps people to be the best that they can be and the best that they are called to be. As a coach, she equips others with the tools and strategies to help guide them, help them take consistent action, and get where they desire to be. She has an amazing experience over 20 plus years in a variety of industries, which you're going to hear about in this conversation, that she is able to bring to her coaching experience, to her coaching relationships, and hopefully to you, should you ever need them. Dr. Tedra currently works with global organizations, national organizations here in the United States, and more specifically, their employees, to help them build and implement leadership, team development, and diversity and inclusion strategies in a way that moves these companies forward. She is a native of Villarica, Georgia. Dr. Tedra earned her bachelor's degree from UGA. The UGA, they're a bit famous in football lately. She also has an MPA from the University of West Georgia, and then also went on to get a PhD from UGA, which apparently they call the double dog of UGA. I didn't know this was a thing before meeting Dr. Tedra. It is a thing. I know you UGA prouds are very proud of where you come from. So without further ado, let's dig into our conversation with Dr. Tedra White and her work as a coach here on the faculty of Stephanie Crevins & Company. Let's go. Tedra, let's start at the top. And I like to start with winning and success in coaching. What? Okay. Share with us your top two favorite success stories from your coaching, especially as it's related to our work here at Stephanie Crevins & Company. You know, people, change, coaching, hot messing, pro troublemaking.
Gosh, let me see. So I actually have so many to choose from, but I'll start with this one. This one is an individual coaching success story, and then okay. I'll end it with like an organizational coaching story. Perfect. So I worked with a young lady who We met working together in higher education at a university. Okay. And I transitioned out into learning and development, corporate, and I'm doing my thing. And she's still in higher ed and she's going, you know, from one university to the bigger universities. And finally, she reached out to me and asked how she could get into that learning and development area in corporate. And so I was like, well, let me coach you and I can show you exactly how to do that.
Yes.
And so she was, I mean, phenomenal to work with. And actually, we still work together to this day. And this has been about maybe 3 years ago that we started. And just coaching her, one of the things that most people, when they're wanting to transition out of something into something new, is that they feel that they're not qualified. You know, they have those little inner demons, those little negative thoughts. It's like, no, that's not going to work. You don't have this, 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 and that. And so with the coaching for her, hers was more of mindset changing, first of all, getting her to realize that, yeah, you do have everything that you need. We just have to, you know, kind of articulate it to this audience that you want to be in front of and to put it into. And she did it. She killed it. We talked several times, you know, so she could get her, and this was more of career coaching, of course, but she was able to redo resume, get her interviewing. We practiced all of that with her interviewing, and that change from higher ed to corporate was a breeze. I think, matter of fact, I think she probably got the first job that she interviewed for because she was able to get in there. So I applaud her. And it's funny that you asked this question because I literally talked to her this week because she moved to Chicago and needed to get into another position. Mm-hmm. And so we worked on it. We talked about that. And she got two offers just this week and was able to transition into the one that she wanted because now she had options. So yeah. I love telling her story from transitioning out of one thing, thinking she wasn't qualified, to move into mm-hmm. something else. A second one was with an organization. It was a bank that I worked with, and they were my client, and they wanted coaching for one of their lead tellers. I forget their actual, you know, titles. I don't know what they were set for lead teller. She wasn't a branch manager, but she was the lead teller. They loved her work, Stephanie, but she just did not have the professional presence and attitude that she needed.
Yes.
And
was it like executive presence? Is that the word they would use?
That gravitas, that executive presence. You know, she was just, her attitude and how she spoke to her colleagues. And I mean, the way that they were talking about her as in terms of her communication style, her attitude, I questioned them. I'm like, well, why are you like even keeping her on board?
Yes.
Her work was, I mean, like above anything that, you know, they could ever even get from someone else. She knew everything. She knew how to do everything. Her work was solid, perfect.
Yes.
But it was just her attitude and how she carried herself. And I will never forget the first meeting that I had with her to kind of go through some coaching, some communication coaching. And she sat there like this. She was like, I don't know why I'm here.
Ooh.
You know, whatever. You know, she hadn't like bought into the whole coaching thing. And so I'm talking to her and she's like, you know, whatever they want. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
Yes.
It's not however. And I don't know what it was. It was something that she said that triggered me. And I'm a very honest person. And I sat there and I just looked her in her eyes and I'm like, listen, when they came to me about doing this coaching and they told me what was going on and what they wanted, I questioned them as to, you know, prior to meeting you, why haven't you even fired this person? Why do you want to coach them? And I told her, I was honest with her. I'm like, look, if you go through this coaching and you get past all of these things that's making you angry or making you not be the best communicator with your colleagues, if you can get past that, you're going to be able to go anywhere in this company that you want to go. Mm-hmm. And she listened to that. And we had about 3 months worth of sessions. And it was like going a whole 180 degrees from night to day. Yeah. With her attitude and her style over the course of those 3 months. And just coaching her into, you know, we even had like mock conversations. What happens, you know, conflict management. How do you talk to people when they, you know, they ticked you off and or you've ticked them off and now they're coming at. And I mean, what are your goals and what do you want?
What do you want?
Yeah. Yes. What do you want? And what are you willing to sacrifice to get to that? Yes. And you know, I believe in the holistic person and, you know, your work is work, but everything meshes together. Your personal and professional are all mushed in there together because yep. You can't turn it off, right?
Nope, never.
And so she started telling me about all these issues and everything. And then it all started making sense. And so we were able to say, okay, so why does it matter that you reach this goal that you want? And it started clicking for her. And so at the end of our time together, you know, she started off the first meeting was like, I don't even know why I'm here, to our last meeting of, so can I call you outside of this? Can I need to? And I'm like, absolutely. And then kind of, you know, going back to her supervisors, and it was a regional manager and her branch manager. They were like, oh my God, I don't know what you did, what magic happened here, but it worked. And they actually saw that change in just those short 3 months. They saw the change. And the last I heard, she had been promoted to branch manager, which is what they wanted. Oh, you know, so she did within those 3 months. And of course, you know, it took another year or two before a position opened for her, but she was promoted to that position. Yes. So those are a couple of success stories I like to tell.
Oh, I know, and there's right? A happy dance in there too. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, and that, you know, you spoke to the magic of the coaching, and I know you're a great coach. That's why you're on the Stephanie Crevins and Company team, and you're a pro troublemaker. But how would you describe your presence as her coach to help with that transformation during that process?
You know, for me, Stephanie, I think my presence is, again, I'm that honest person and I'm, you know, I'm straight to it. It's like, look, it is what it is. So let's look at these things. And I kind of help you navigate. I don't tell you what you have to do. It's about you, the client, being able to navigate through their thoughts and their desires and their wants. But it's about being honest and holding yourself accountable to your mindset, to your thinking. You know, the good, I like to say, look, we have to look at ourselves, the good, the bad, the ugly. We love mm-hmm. to look at the good and blame all that other stuff on other people. But we also have to look at our little stinky stuff too. And so that was my presence, is just kind of like, okay, so let's look at everything. Now, what can you change to get to this that you want? Because it's going to require a sacrifice. And sometimes it's, you know, we don't really want to admit our own bad things, but we have to, and make ourselves uncomfortable to get, you know, the growth that we want.
Oh my gosh, I could not agree more. I remember the one time I asked my client who wanted to make a big career leap, and I said, what are you willing to give up?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm willing to give up the mask that I put on that pretends that I don't want this other thing. And that's, I think, when people think about doing big, bold, important changes in their life and their career, they think they're going to have to give up salary, their house, time with their family. And I'm like, how about your ego? How about you give up the mindset that tells you that you're good for nothing or you're not qualified? How about you give those things up?
You know, I had to do that even for myself, Stephanie. I had to realize that, you know, let's give up being the perfectionist.
Yep.
You know, let's give up always procrastinating because you don't think it's good enough. You know, so it's giving up those things.
Yes. Yeah. And then you can think about maybe giving up that other stuff if you have to. But that stuff that our ego holds on to is usually the stuff that I find holds us back the most.
Absolutely. I agree. Totally.
I feel like a part of what you just shared is the definition of coaching, you know, around like, you are the guide. We don't tell them what to do. But when people ask you, what is coaching? How do you describe it?
Well, so what I usually tell people as a coach, I help you navigate from what's now to what's next. And I help you take a look at again, you know, look at yourself and what you're willing to give up. What I don't even want to say willing to give up, but answering the question, why does this matter?
Yeah.
Now, what are we willing to do to get to that? So it's about helping you navigate. Typically, people know the answers to what it is that they want. They just need someone to be like, let's stay on track. You're getting distracted.
Yep.
What is it? Come on back. So that's what I do. I help you get from what's now in your life to what's next. What's that next goal? What's that next dream that you have that keeps you up at night? Let's go do that.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Coach as navigator. Oh,
yes.
Especially the big stuff. You know, tell me, you know, we're in the change management business. What's one thing that you see organizations get wrong about change?
Most of the organizations that I've worked with and I've studied, when change happens, the biggest issue that I've seen is that too many companies, they try to take old ways of doing things into their new growth and their new setup. And they still want to keep that. But this is working. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So let's keep this. And you just can't do that. You know, sometimes you have to change that stuff. So I think a lot of them have, you know, failures, or they're not growing the way that they want to when change happens. They're still trying to do things the old way, you know, and they don't want to move into a new way of doing things. We see that all the time happening with companies. Look at, and one of my favorite is Blockbuster Video. And it's like, hey, here's
poor
this new way, poor Blockbuster, but here's this new way of doing things. You know, people are digital and we're streaming or Redbox or no, we're not going to do that. We're going to grow by continuing to do what we do. And we'll see what happened there.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yeah. And I mean, my favorite part about the Blockbuster story is they had the opportunity to buy Netflix for, you know, I mean, pennies versus what it's worth now. And they didn't. And thank God they didn't. You know, it's clear Blockbuster wouldn't have innovated Netflix into what it has become, but yeah, that's a great example. I love it. So with that, knowing that we see some common challenges around change and how organizations change, how people change, how would you describe your coaching style? And specifically, what do clients get when they work with you?
Transformation. My coaching style is transformational. And, you know, like I mentioned before, a lot of it goes to that mindset first. We have to transform our thinking in order to get to those different places that we want, those goals that we want. And the reason that I say it starts with that mindset and your thinking is because a lot of times people have goals and they get the goal, they reach it, and then they mess it up. Because, you know, like the companies that try to bring in that old way of doing things, sometimes, you know, we do that as well. You know, we're trying to continue to do the things that make us comfortable, but those things that make us comfortable no longer allow us to grow. Yes. And so once people can get that part, then the transformation can happen.
Yes, agree. I know you come to us with a lot of great experience. Mm-hmm. Give us a high level overview of your career experience and how that feeds into your coaching now.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I've had the opportunity to have quite a diverse career.
Oh, so, I love it. I would say my resume is a hot mess, but diverse is a better way to say that. Yes.
My resume is a diverse hot mess that all ties in together. So I actually started out going way back. Started out, first career was in fashion. And at Neiman Marcus, where they say, if you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it.
That's why I ain't ever been in Neiman Marcus. Okay.
But I was a fashion merchandising major. And I started an internship that turned into a job working there and quickly realized, no, this isn't what I want to do. So went back to school and got my master's degree and started working at the university where I attended for my master's degree and worked there. And I ran a program for multicultural students and absolutely loved it. I loved the, you know, I was training people to be mentors to their peers and just doing programs and workshops. And fell in love with that, the workshop, putting it together, fell in love with the learning part. So then transitioned into becoming a pharmaceutical sales rep. Long story, but I became a pharmaceutical sales rep. I told you it's very diverse, all right?
Yes, from very diverse.
To higher ed to being a pharmaceutical sales rep. And I did that for about 8 years. And the fun part of that for me was meeting all the different people in all the different, you know, areas, from the doctors and specialists all the way down to the front desk workers and the maintenance people cleaning up after everybody. Yeah. So that's it. I'm like, dang, I loved like just being in a different place every day and meeting people and working with them. And while I was there, decided, you know what? I love the meeting people, but I really love teaching and the, because we had to do that as a sales rep as well. It's basically we're 30 second commercials where you're like teaching these doctors about this medication and these prescribers. Yep. And that became the fun part for me was, you know, like just helping through the teaching part. So I went back to get my doctorate in workforce education and I've been in learning and development ever since, you know, as a consultant and full-time working and back as a consultant again, doing contract work with different places. But for me, it's meeting different people. I love that part. And teaching through workshops. And now with the coaching part, being able to see people reach their goals and being able to see those little light bulbs go off when they's like, oh, I got it now. That's my fulfillment right there. And I know this is where I'm supposed to be. I look at it like, oh, yeah, that's the learning and development coaching. That's my ministry. That's what I was born to do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that. And it shines through you too. I love that so much for you.
Took a little way to get there, you know, some little curves and turns, but yeah.
Yeah. Every great road trip has an off the beaten path part of it.
I love that. Yes. Off the beaten path. That's me.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love it. So tell us about the coaching training that you've gone through and how has it prepared you to be part of our team?
So I've done some things, of course, through my doctoral program with workforce education. That was, instructional designing, put some things together that way, being able to coach there. I did John Maxwell leadership coaching training through the John Maxwell
Wonderful.
program. So I've done some things there, did a little stint with Home Depot in career coaching, and was able to work for the president of the Atlanta chapter of ICF. And so that's going to be my next goal, is to be certified again, but through ICF.
Great.
So it has been a lot of diverse experience, I would say, again, because I've been able to gain a lot of coaching experience through, I want to say through, but in front of different audiences. So, and that has been the fun part for me.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, and the John Maxwell leadership methodology is amazing. He has amazing literature on leadership, and then no doubt through academia, some solid practices. But yeah, and just the diversity of experience stepping into a corporation and coaching a wide variety of people, you learn so much about people in
Me
that.
too.
Yeah, I always love those opportunities. For those listening in, what do you think is important for people to consider when they're choosing a coach? Just recognizing that choosing the right coach is kind of a weird situation. It's deeply personal. It needs to be a great fit. What do you think is important for helping people do that?
I would say when you're looking for a coach and you do find that coach who you feel might be a good fit for you, don't stop there, because what you don't want is someone who's going to be a co-signer on everything. You want to look for someone not only who's a good fit personality-wise, because we have to be able to actually converse with each other
Of
and have
course, yes.
effective communication. But I would say look for someone who challenges you. Someone who's like, okay, that's good, but what about this? Have you thought about that? What would happen if? Like, dang, I didn't think of it that way. So I would go as far as to say that look for someone who challenges you. And if you get with a coach, and they're nice and they're a great listener and a great, motivator, but they don't challenge you, look for someone else.
Yes. Oh, I agree completely. And that's the foundation of our coaching. Again, that's why you're here, because you're awesome like that. But it's, a great coach is going to bring you awareness, going, which is great listening, right? Great listening, great, powerful, open-ended questions will bring you awareness. But there's the action and the accountability. And we double down on the action and the accountability because that's how transformation change happens.
Absolutely.
That's where the change happens, is you've got to take action to try new things to get new results, and you need a safe place to be accountable to it too. Because you're not really accountable to your coach, you're accountable to yourself, but your coach is the mirror for all of that to make that happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Fantastic. So going back to you and your coaching style, what types of leaders and teams do you think you're the best fit for?
Oh, wow. I think it's more so for me is people who are ready to make changes, people who are ready, teams that are ready to grow. And, they may not know how to do it. They may not know how to get started, or I don't know what I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm ready. I'm ready to make that move.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. Coaching is hard to buy. It's hard to understand. And, I always tell people, oh, well, we ask powerful, open-ended questions so you can discover new things about yourself. Like, that sounds really great and conceptual at the same time. What is your go-to powerful question that you ask clients?
Oh, for me, I absolutely ask everybody once they tell me, what their next is, their goal, or what it is that they want to accomplish. And my question always is, so why does that matter? Why does this, why does that goal matter to you? And it's asking, of course, the famous why question. Mm-hmm. Why does it matter? And then I have to go into my second part is, what are you willing to sacrifice to get it? And then we can start having that conversations and start having that coaching. Because now it's getting them to think about, again, the holistic part of it. You know, they may be thinking about the career goal, but why does that matter? Because I'm going to be able to take care of my family, because I'm going to have that security of when I retire. And you know what? I want to be an entrepreneur because I want to own my own time and do all of these things. Okay. Yeah. What are you willing to sacrifice for it?
Yes. Yes.
So those are my questions.
Yes. Well, and I love that first one because a lot of successful leaders, one, I love that they're successful, but two, we don't know, and they don't know if they're successful on their own terms, and they need someone to hold that mirror up to say, is this really what you want? Or did you set down a path and then all of a sudden, you know, you wanted to make X amount of salary, you wanted X title, and you have it. Is it meaningful to you? Because a lot of leaders we work with are like, I got everything I always wanted. And now I'm just like, is this all there is to life? And the answer is no.
No.
But we have to be able to answer that question for ourselves. Like, this matters because of something deeply personal and connected to us.
I know a lot of people, you know, they are successful in terms of what it looks like on paper. Yeah. They have the great title, the great salary, but it's like they've climbed the ladder and realized when they got to the top, it was leaning against the wrong building. And it's like they've, you know, feel like at some points, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this anymore. And I feel like I've wasted all of these years. And it's simply because they just never sat down, as you said, thinking about your own, you know, success on your terms, you know, what fulfills you. And coaching is a great way to kind of, okay, let's stop the wheels for a moment and let's turn that back on you. What do you want? Why does it matter to you?
Yes. Okay. All right. You're going on. And I'm noticing I'm getting all these weird shadows now from my ring light too, but that's okay. Right, keep on going. One last question for you, Tedra. One, thank you for sharing all of this with us. Anything else you'd like for us to know about you, your coaching style, you as a human, anything?
I mean, you know, I get super excited. You know, I think one of my reasons for being is to kind of be that little spark that kind of pushes people into just accomplishing and reaching their dreams. You know, for people that are just kind of out there and they hear the stories of like, yes, that's me. I'm successful on paper, but I hate my job. I hate getting up doing all of these things. You know, I want to do coaching. Let me reach out to Stephanie and do some coaching. Something to just kind of think about is, you know, we all get to that place at some point in life where you have the skills, you have the experience, you have the knowledge and everything that you need, but you still feel stuck. You know, you feel like I'm that hamster in a wheel. I'm doing all the things, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm not getting that fulfillment. And I do believe that coaching is that missing ingredient from so many people's lives that helps them to kind of put the pieces together. And again, you know, like I said before, it's just about finding clarity. And you even spoke about just having someone else just kind of help you validate that what you want matters. And getting that, and then just again, it's navigating, having someone there to help you navigate from what's now to what's next.
Could not agree more. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. This has been awesome.
So welcome. Thank you. All right.
It was fun. Well, I look forward to having our people get to know you better.
Wonderful.
All right. My friend, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Tedra as much as I did. Her kindness, grace, patience, yet challenging approach is so welcome here at Stephanie Crevins and Company. I've had the good fortune of personally being coached by her as well as part of her coming onto the faculty. And I can share with you with the utmost credibility that what she was able to bring out of me in a short amount of time was unbelievable. And I know she has the power to do that with even more time working with folks in our small and medium-sized businesses in the United States and our clients around the world. I hope that you'll consider working with her if she is the best fit for you, because ultimately I do want you to have the best fit coach. And I mean that with all sincerity. So let us get on, let us get back to our impactful work that really makes a difference in this world so we can be those positive change makers that people actually want to work with, you know, pro troublemakers. And I'll see you next time, my friend.